What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Gentleman John Campbell podcast. We are coming to you on location from the On TV Studios, which stands for Orion Neighborhood Television, where we're doing a not TV taping, but a live television show here today. I'm here with my good friend. His name is Chris Clayton. Chris Clayton has been a ring grappler for many years now, and I'm really glad that he's going to be a part of this podcast. I've been wanting to interview him for a long time. And I guess the question that I start off with every time is, what first made you want to become a professional wrestler?
Oh, I don't exactly remember the moment I knew. I just growing up, I just had a fascination with professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, growing up, my dad would watch wrestling, and I really didn't grasp it at first. I just knew I enjoyed it. And I got out of it for a couple of years, and then all of a sudden I got back into it around 91-ish, somewhere around there. And just ever since then, I was just like, man, I this is what I want to do. I want to be a wrestler.
Yeah. So it was just from like, you know, a little kid, I want to be a wrestler.
It was very early age. Like, you go to school and everybody's like, I want to be a fireman. I want to be a policeman. I was like, I want to be a wrestler. Like, what's that? Well... Now, what, like Hulk Hogan? Like, yeah, that's the Hulk Hogan stuff.
And it's funny, because nowadays when I tell people that I'm a pro wrestler, they always think, oh, MMA?
Oh, my God.
Mixed martial arts. So I always have to tell them, no, like the Hulk Hogan. So even back then, up until now, you know, I say, no, like the Hulk Hogan style.
This is the two things I get every time I say I'm a pro wrestler. One is either, oh, the MMA stuff, or it's, well, are you on Monday Night Raw? And I'm like, no.
That's when you say, like, yes, like, I am.
Like, that's the kind of wrestling I do, but no, I'm not on Monday Night Raw. I'd be like, well, where do you wrestle then? I'd be like, I wrestle on the Independence. What's the Independence? Like, no one knows what that is.
I have a funny story about that. When I was little, I would read, like, you know, Pro Wrestling Illustrated magazine. By the way, shout out to Brady Hicks at thebradyhicks.com. Pro Wrestling Illustrated, speaking of. But I would read Pro Wrestling Illustrated, and they would talk about the indies all the time. And they would use the word the indies. And I had no idea what that meant. I thought, like, that was, like, Indonesia. Like I always thought that was, like, they're wrestling down in the indies. That was, like, some island somewhere. You're a little kid. You don't know.
Right.
Now, what made you... Was there a point where... You know, it came from something you wanted to do to something where it was like, I have to do this. This is what I'm doing.
Well, growing up, I did know I wanted to be a wrestler, but the point I knew, like, that it hit me I wanted to do this for the rest of my life is when I started watching ECW.
I knew it.
When I was first introduced to ECW, like, 95, 96-ish, I was watching that, and then, like...
Past sports. Yep.
2 a.m., 3 a.m., I'd stay up on Saturdays to watch it, and then when 97 came around, when they really started getting hot and everything, I was like, dude, this is the company I would want to work for.
And they bumped it up to 1 a.m.
Yep.
And I was,
it started getting a little more popular.
I was so happy.
Like, we're getting closer to the prime time hour, guys. Come on, we can do this.
Oh, and then Past Sports got bought out.
Oh, dude.
It was such a sad day. I didn't get to see them again until they were on TNN.
I didn't get to see them again until 99.
People keep peeking in here, by the way.
Sorry, everybody. 99, like, when I would get the pay-per-views all the time, but I didn't get to actually watch a TV show until they got back on TNN. And then I found, like, when WOW Magazine came out, I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
They would have ads in there for RF Video. And I was like, what the hell is RF Video? And it had all these ECW stuff, Best of Blood Series 11. And I'm like, what's this? And I'd read off the matches. Oh, my God, I got to get this. And then I'd order the tapes, and it was just weekly shows. And I was like, this is great. I know how to get to the weekly shows
That's
now.
Right.
So I would just order them, like, every month. I'd go to my mom and be like, Mom, I want to buy a new wrestling tape.
Yeah,
like, again, you just got, like, 9 of them last month. Be like,
it's like, but I got
watched
an,
all those, like,
I got
50
a,
times.
I got an A in math. Come on.
Right. Like, I got really bad grades this semester, but, you know, I might do better if I ECW tape.
Yeah, I promise if you get me, you know, these weekly tapes in November to remember 97, I swear I'll do better.
I swear to God I'll do better if I have all these tapes.
And, you know, I think that's a lot, too. It has a lot to do with at least me and a lot of other guys. It's like, you know, I would watch WWF, WCW. All these guys were, like, bigger than life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? ECW guys, for better or worse, they looked like the guy, you know.
Your average dude.
They looked like your uncle. Or, I mean, you know, Sandman looked like my uncle. My uncle's a drunk.
The big seller to me for ECW was, like, their storylines were more believable to me.
Yeah.
Like, I could believe more of their stories. Like, I freaking believe that Tommy Dreamer and Raven wanted to murder each other.
Yeah, but you didn't believe The Undertaker was dead.
Right!
You know?
I don't believe The Undertaker's a zombie. I'm sorry, I don't buy that.
And that was honestly around the time I started getting... Because, you know, I started getting older. And,
yeah.
You know, it's like, you knew what was BS.
Yeah.
And you knew what was, you know... And ECW blurred that line,
so much. Paul Heyman's a genius.
And that was the thing. I was the same way. You know, when I first saw ECW, it's like, you know, wow, I could really do this. You know, these guys, you know, they were athletes.
Yeah.
You know, don't get me wrong, but a lot of them just looked kind of like your average Joe, but dressed, you know, to the nines and, you know, whatever they were
wearing. Their crowds. They loved interacting with their crowds and everything, and that was something that always captivated me as well, is how much they would interact with people in the crowd.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's fantastic. And I just loved watching it. It was my dream to work for that company. It was my dream to wrestle in that bingo hall.
Yeah. And now nobody wrestles in the bingo hall.
Yeah, I was just like, damn, dude. That was so sad when I first heard about that. That's
one of my biggest regrets.
I was like, oh, man, it's the end of an era.
Yeah, like last year, if I could have made it, I had a chance. There's just absolutely no possible way I could have made it.
I didn't find out about it until too late, and I was like, well, shit.
Yeah. Now, so
am I allowed to swear on this?
Yeah, you're allowed to swear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Got lost in the moment. My bad.
Okay, so we fast forward a little bit. You know, you're getting really into ECW, and I imagine through ECW, because now you know there's this other wrestling out there. You start getting into the independents. What was the catalyst for you getting into the wrestling business? Now, what was, like, you know, did you see, like, a local promotion and you started talking to the promoter, or how did that come about?
What had happened was...
And don't be afraid to mention backyard wrestling.
That's where I was going with this.
Because I said this
on the
last one.
I'm not ashamed of that, because so many people have done it.
Yeah, I said this on the last one.
Yeah,
I said
it's frowned upon, but, you know...
Everyone has done it at some point. Like I said it
Whether
on the
it's
last
in the backyard,
one,
your living room, somewhere, people have watched you.
You missed out.
Yeah.
You didn't, I think.
In 99, I met a couple of friends that I found out were heavily into wrestling like I was. I had no clue about it. They were like, well, hey, we wrestle in my backyard every weekend, blah, blah, blah. So I started going over there every weekend, and then, like, we would go from one backyard to another backyard. We just migrated to different areas.
Yeah.
And finally we settled in making an actual wrestling ring in my backyard. Because we had 10 acres. We had plenty of room to do that.
Yeah.
My parents didn't care.
So your backyard became the ECW arena of
your world, except we didn't have any fans.
Well, you know.
But we built this really nice ring and everything. And, like, when people think backyard wrestling, they think, oh, light tubes, barbed wire, blah, blah, blah. No, we did, like, tables and chairs and ladders on occasion.
Yeah.
But we focused more on, like, the actual, like... entertainment.
Yeah, so you weren't like hurting
wrestling.
Each other.
Yeah, we weren't trying to scar each other for life, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
But we were doing this for a good 3 years or so, and then 2002, I found a flyer in a comic book store for a local wrestling promotion, and I heard the dude that owned the comic book store talking to these kids about his wrestling show. He's like, dude, this one guy there, he grabbed these two guys and double choke slammed, and I was just like, I'm thumbing through comics and I'm eavesdropping on it.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
I was like, where the fuck is this place? So the kids leave, and I was just like, I walked over to him, I was like, I heard you talking about some promotion. I was like, where is this at? Hands me a flyer, and it was in the friggin' town that I live in.
Yeah, so it was right down the road.
Yeah,
you had no idea.
No, I had no clue.
That's
Never
awesome.
Seen a flyer, nothing. So me and three of my friends went up there, watched their show, and we're like, okay, all right. well, let's talk to the promoter. We went out, talked to the promoter, like, hey, we have an interest in trying to get involved in this. And he's like, okay, wonderful, come to our next show. And next show, we helped out, set up the ring and everything.
That's
and
awesome.
They had us, like, we screwed around, like, rolled around and everything, show them that we vaguely knew what we were doing, like, we weren't going to try to hurt nobody.
Yeah, like, somewhat.
Yeah, we're somewhat know what yeah. we're doing a little bit. And just so happens a spot opened up and asked me if I wanted to work that night. And I was like, well, absolutely. And ever since then, I've been working for this company.
So what was what's your memories of your first match then?
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Everybody
was god awful.
Oh yeah. Everybody's first matches. Unless you're a prodigy, you know.
The guy that I worked wasn't exactly your finest worker you've ever come across. He talked out the match with me and everything, talked about what we wanted to do, asked me if I had anything I wanted to do. I threw out a couple ideas for a couple spots, and then during the match, he just wouldn't let me get anything in. He just manhandled me, threw me around, and I was just like, I didn't know how to, you know, try to take control of a match then. I didn't realize that all he was doing was just being a dick.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So we had, like, a roughly 5-minute match, and I got to the back, and I was just like, wow, that it kind of soured me on it.
Yeah.
And then after, like, the next show, I worked a guy that actually, you know, cared about putting on a good show.
Yeah, so he kind of showed you. Over. Yeah, so he showed you, like, you know, hey, we're going to do it this way.
He's like, hey, I've seen you roll around. I want to work a match with you. I was like, all right, fine. And then I had a good match with him, and it just got better after
so
that.
So it was, like, right then and there. It was, like, no getting your feet wet. You just kind of
yeah,
dove,
I was
kind of
just thrown
right
into
in.
It, yeah.
Now, what happened to the other guys that were with you? Did they stick with it, or did they kind of fall by the wayside
well,
a little
they,
bit?
Well, they stuck around for a little bit. They went to work for other companies and everything. One had come back for a while, and then he went to another company and just went to other companies, just moved on from there.
Okay.
I'm the last of the original 4 or 5 that came in
yeah.
from my group.
So they're still working, but you're more...
As far as I know, I think only one of them is still working.
Oh, wow.
One moved to... Where the heck did he move to? Missouri, I think?
Oh, wow.
He moved out of state somewhere. I can't even remember. Kansas City or something. One I haven't talked to in years. Literally years. The other one, last I talked to him was a couple of years ago. He said he wanted to get back involved in it. Me and him went to rolled around for a while in the ring, and I just haven't heard from him about it. He kind of had some stuff going on in his life where he had to move out of state, and then he moved back, and he just hasn't... contacted me and wanted to try to get back into it, but yeah, I mean, we all kind of went our separate ways.
Yeah,
it happens.
Yeah, it does. I've had and it seemed every time a friend of mine wanted to get into the business, I would get, you know, not saddled with them, because it was, you know, we were friends and I liked it, you know, we would end up being tag partners, and I must have gone through about 4 or 5 tag partners. And finally, I'm just like, you know, man, I just, you know, people stopped booking us because they, you know, life would...
Inconsistency.
Like, for whatever the reason, you know, like, life would happen. There was never, I just don't feel like going kind of deal. Life would happen. And so finally, I'm just like, you know, hey, start booking me as a singles. I'm a singles guy. And I've been primarily a singles guy for the past, like, 3 years. And couldn't be happier. Yeah. I love being a singles worker more than a tag guy. But, so I can definitely feel you there. And then you get the guys who, you know, come in for a little bit, and then they, you know, life will happen. Yeah. And then they want to get back into it, expecting you to, you know, have to, you know.
Yeah, well, a friend of ours here at this company, he had left because... work had he pretty much got, like, promoted, and he got, like, a bigger pay rate and everything, and kind of had to take over his life and everything. He had to worry about his family and whatnot, which is fine, you know.
Yeah, for sure, definitely.
He just recently got a hold of me. He was like, hey, I'm getting the itch again. I want to get back into it. I was like, dude, we would be more than happy to have you.
Yeah.
Come on back.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's cool, man. And, you know, and that's what I like for those we keep mentioning this company. We're talking about the Michigan Wrestling Organization, and that's one of the reasons why I like working here so much, because a lot of guys, a lot of places, not saying everybody, so please don't misdrew my words, but some guys are more about, you know, themselves. And this place is more about what's best for the company.
Yeah. We want to put on a good show. We want to entertain as many people as possible that want to be entertained.
Absolutely.
We're not out to just, I'm not going to say not one person, but like a majority of us are not those kind of people like, I just want to get over, I just want to get me over, blah, blah, blah. It's most of us are like, we want to get this company over. We want to get this company's name out there. We want to get, people watching us and everything.
Yeah, and I mean, hell, we're on live TV tonight, so, yeah. Not many independents do that either, yeah, so, that's pretty cool.
It's a good break for us.
Absolutely. So, so now you're into professional wrestling, and you're here, and you're doing your thing. Have you ever had one of those moments where you're just kind of, you're in the ring, and you're looking around, and you're like, man, I can't believe this is really happening. Like, whether it's good or bad, right. You're just like, wow, I can't believe this is me right now.
I've had a few of those moments. One moment I remember, we were working one of our bigger shows that we do every year, which is called WrestleRama. This was back at WrestleRama 12, which was in like 2006, I want to say.
Yeah.
I was wrestling my good friend, Damon Gray, and we were doing a Impact match. And no one pretty much knows what an Impact match is, but...
Explain it.
We wrestled for 20 minutes straight till the bell rang, and then we let the crowd decide who won that match. Well, we did... place we did it at was a high school gymnasium, and it was pretty much packed that night.
Wow.
And we pulled everything we had out. Like, we went through tables, went through chairs. I threw him off the bleachers.
Yeah.
As in, oh, my bad.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I took and Irish whipped him to the side of the bleachers, and he just friggin' flipped over it, and I didn't expect him to do that. He goes, just grab me and throw me. I was like, all right. And he just goes, and I was like, oh, my God. He did that, and I just looked around. And
he's dead.
Yeah, I was like, well, he's dead. And I looked around. I seen all these people like, oh, my God. And I was just like, dude, this is so surreal right now. And I get that moment a lot whenever I do WrestleRama every year because, like, we go all out for it.
Yeah.
We try to make it as big as we can.
And you've been with this company,
10-plus years.
Yes, since the start of your career.
Yeah.
So you kind of helped build to where this company is now. You're definitely one of the cornerstones, I would say. If I had to compare you to anybody, I would say what Dreamer was in ECW, I would say you are here.
Oh.
I swear. That's,
come on. No.
No, for real. I would definitely make that comparison,
Aw, that's sweet of you.
Now, what about on the opposite end of the spectrum? Like,
oh, jeez. I've just looked around and been like, what the hell am I doing?
not even that, but you're just like, oh, man.
This isn't going well? Oh.
Yeah, like without burying anybody, just like, has a match ever fallen apart and you're just like, oh, we need to get out of here.
I've had that happen a couple times. I've been stuck in the ring with some dudes that had absolutely no clue what they were doing.
Sorry about that.
And couldn't...
That was me.
No, it wasn't you. And they didn't comprehend what was going on.
We went 20 plus minutes in 100 degree right, weather.
Right, dude. That was good times.
That was.
Man, I've been in the ring with dudes that have been extremely nervous.
Yeah.
They forget everything they've ever known.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, I can't remember a certain time, but I know I've had matches where I've been in the ring. I'm like, dude, you just need to calm down.
Yeah, just chill.
Just chill out, listen. And I'll tell them, be like, hey, do this such and such and such. And they'll just be like, okay. And they just... blank out.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, all right, it's time to take this home. 3 minutes into the damn match.
It's better.
I'm like, oh, what happened out there? I don't know what happened out there. I'll be honest. How about we talk to this guy? Be like, you okay? I just got really nervous. Be like, well.
And it happens.
It happens. Yeah.
It happens, especially, newer guys.
Yeah.
I've had those moments. I've been on both ends of the thing, Hopefully that doesn't happen to me when I work Al Snow.
Right.
At the end of the month, but... So, going in to... for those who don't know, you're currently the Great Lakes champion.
I am.
And you've held every belt here.
In this company, I have.
Now, is there... has there ever been a point where it's like, I've done everything I can do here... has there ever been a point where you wanted to, pursue elsewhere? Because when we worked for a different company. And I've told you this many times. It's like, man, I wish, you know, I wish you would work more places.
You know, I do wish that I was working more places. It would be nice. It's just, it's not always in the cards.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would like it to be. And I have, like, I make myself make time for this place because I've been here so long. And yeah. I'm a very loyal person.
Yeah, and like I said, you're a cornerstone here, you know.
But yeah, I mean, pretty much everything every goal I've set here, I've achieved. And, you know, I've achieved everything that one person can achieve in this company. I enjoy being here. And again, I'm a loyal person.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've been out on the indies. I've done a few indie shows. It's just, it's not, I've had good and bad experiences.
Yeah.
And sometimes, for me, whenever I have a bad experience, it sticks around with me. Oh, absolutely. It sours things for me, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But I do enjoy going out to other shows and hanging out with people that I know and everything. I mean, I know very few people, though, out on the indies. So I always feel kind of out of place whenever I'm in a new locker room. I'm just like, you know, I'd like to try to talk to people, but I'm not a very social butterfly, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Unless I've talked to you numerous times of occasions, or we have something in common other than wrestling.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, I would like to work other places. It wouldn't be bad. It's just, you know, I can't.
Hear that, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Clayton, Chris Clayton is accepting independent bookings nationwide.
As long as it's in.
As long as it doesn't conflict with NWO, and rightfully so.
As long as it doesn't conflict with life.
Yeah.
Because, I do have other things going on.
Yeah.
And it's hard to.
Some people, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with this. You know, some people, you know, say, you know, hey, life's going on and this is going on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's guys like me where I'm just like, I quit life.
Yeah, I mean, to be a wrestler. I can make a million excuses of why I don't do it. It's just.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying, like, it's a bad thing because I know a lot of guys.
It's priorities.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys who are like that. Things.
And, like, a long time ago.
Because you are a married man. Yeah. And, you know, I would guess if I was married and I had all of this going on, my life would be different. Yeah. I wouldn't be out on the road every weekend, nor would I want
to
be.
A few years ago, I came to the realization, it's like, I need to start prioritizing things more better than what I do, because wrestling was first on every list that I had. It was wrestling always first,
yes,
across the board.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, even on my friggin' wedding day, I went, as soon as my wedding was over with, I went and worked a show. Because MWO had a show booked
that day. That's the way to do it, though.
And, like, looking back on it, I wish I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Because I feel bad.
Why didn't you have your... Why didn't you Savage and Liz it at the show?
Because it was never... Because
she's your valet. Yeah, she
was
at the
time. But, like, it was just like, you know, I don't... It's been done. Like, I don't want to do the whole cliche professional wrestler, I'm going to get married in a ring deal, you know?
Well, see, now you're upsetting me because
that's fine.
Did you at least get married in your boots?
I didn't.
What?
No, God. We went to the church, got married. The service was like 15 minutes maybe. And we were done. We were like, hey, cool. All right. Took some pictures.
You show up in your tux and everything?
Oh, yeah. I showed up in my tux. We went out and cut a promo. Me and my tag partner at the time, he was my best man. Me and him both went out in our tux.
That's
and
awesome.
She was our valet. She went out in her wedding dress and valeted us in her wedding dress.
Perfect. Perfect.
But I wish I had. I wish I wouldn't have. I kind of feel bad that I did that to my wife.
But she's into it, and and since she's been your valet and you've been together for so long, you know, I know her, and she, I think, understands. You know what I mean?
Just if I if I could do it again, I would do it differently.
That, and I know women, if she didn't want to do it, it wouldn't have been done, right. Kind of thing. So.
But she knew and understood my passion for wrestling in this company and everything. It was just like, that's what you want to do, that's fine.
That's right.
And I have so much respect for her for that, because she
puts up with a lot, imagine.
Dude, yeah. Like,
as does any wrestling spouse. You know?
I feel bad because she has played second fiddle to wrestling ever since we've been together.
Yeah. And
I commend her for putting up with all my shit over that.
Well, hopefully she hears this and she knows and she understands and gets it.
I'm sure she will. She's a very understanding person. I think that's why she's still with me.
Now, what's next for Chris Clayton?
Oh, what is next?
I know we've had conversations Florida Championship and all
I
this.
I have had, over the last year and a half, I've been wanting to pursue wrestling more and get out there and try to actually make it to the Fed and everything. And I considered going to FCW. I've also considered going to Storm's Wrestling School. And it's just, it's money and time.
Yeah.
And it's, you'd have to relocate. You got to completely uproot and move to one or the other.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's hard to do. I really want to do it. And another thing is my body is
breaking down. Because you've been doing this for how many years now?
God, if you want to count backyard years, in which I do, I count that because
yeah,
I
you're
put
still
my,
taking bumps. You
since
know,
since '99, so yeah. That's what
nine, ten, ten like 13 years.
13 years, yeah. So 13 years, I've been putting my body through hell. Like my knees are bad, my back's bad, my neck's bad.
Yeah.
Recently, I pretty much broke my foot back in July. That's still healing. It still constantly
hurts.
Didn't
happen in our match, did it?
No, that happened with me and Sane.
Oh, okay.
It was a pure accident. I did a friggin' missile drop kick, and my foot somehow got caught up under him after I hit the kick. I'm going one way, he was going the same way.
So just one of the freak accidents.
Yeah, he bumped
happened.
Right on my foot. I thought my ankle was what it was. I thought my ankle was broke and it couldn't move it at all.
Yeah.
So I had to, I was like, dude, just give me a second. Like, you know, do something else. Just give me a second. So he puts a makeshift lock on my ankle and I was just like, him just him barely touching that made it hurt even worse, and I was like, are you fucking retarded?
Chin lock, man!
Yeah, dude, I was like, do something else! So we got to the back and everything, I took, everybody's yelling at me, he's like, don't take your shoe off, man, don't take that off. I was like, I gotta see what's wrong with it. So I was like, don't take it off, it might, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, God, shut up. So I take it off and I'm like feeling around, I was like, okay, it's not my ankle, and I start feeling around on my foot, and I'm like, okay,
jeez,
what is this? Didn't go to a doctor because I don't have insurance or anything, and that's just too expensive going to a doctor without insurance. So I just
look for if this ever happens again, different urgent cares.
Oh, okay.
Will if you sign a bunch of papers and stuff and claim your income and you have no insurance, I know at least for me, I get 95% off my bill.
For real?
For real.
Wow.
It's been a godsend. It really has.
I have to definitely look into that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, after that, I didn't go to a doctor, nothing. I just, you know, I had a friggin' cane that I had from years ago because I had busted my hip years ago and I couldn't walk.
Cane.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you busted your hip,
foot last year. Last year's when my back really started giving me problems.
Yeah.
And, just sometimes, I take just one right bump and just my back is just, it clenches up real tight, and I'm just like, ugh, I can't deal with that. And I busted my shoulder last year. Dude gave me a crotch on the ropes, and when I hit, my thighs hit real hard, and it made me flip into the ring. So I was like, all right, I'm going to try to roll through with this. And when I did, I corkscrewed, and I landed right on my shoulder, dude. It was bad news bears.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I've had so many freak accidents happen. It's ridiculous. I don't know how I'm still walking.
Yeah. by somebody up there is watching you.
I hope so. I would love to be able to pursue that if my body would allow it.
Yeah. Well, hey, man.
I don't know
how many
more years I got left in me.
Well, there's a will, there's a way. We were, without naming names, we were just talking about people who've had, 30-year careers and then don't bump.
Like I said, I need to start studying their matches so I can
start
never bumping again. Just until I can start feeling better.
Yeah. Now, before we wrap this up...
it's time to wrap it up already.
Yeah, it's time to wrap it up. Do you have any fun road stories that you can share?
Oh, man. How much time do we have left?
We have a few minutes.
Oh, man. I'll see if I can bust this one out quick. I do have one road story that I tell a lot of people about because it is one of the craziest experiences I've ever had.
Okay.
Me and two of my friends, a friend of mine asked me if I wanted to go work a show in Chicago one weekend. I was like, sure, why not? Never been to Chicago. I got nothing else going on. Why not? So we go to Chicago, go to work this show and everything. Turns out we got to pick up the promoter from his house. I'm like, well, all right. So we go to pick up the promoter. We're driving this Ford Metro. I don't know if you know what a Ford Metro looks like.
Yeah.
It's a very, very tiny vehicle.
Yeah, it's a little... Very, very tiny vehicle. It's a micro machine.
Yeah, it's a micro machine, for sure. So you have my two friends. They're sitting in the front seat, me in the back seat, right behind the passenger seat. Well, we go to pick up the promoter. Friend hops out of the passenger seat, comes around, sits next to me. Mind you, we have our gimmick bags in the trunk, and I have another bag with me that I had, like, just for the road, like, books and, like, game things, whatever.
Snacks and stuff.
Yeah. So I got that sitting in front of me, and promoter looks out his door and gives up a signal, like, you know, just hold on a minute. We're sitting there for 45 minutes waiting on this dude, and he was in his boxers, by the way. He comes out in his boxers, and I was, wait a minute, like, all right, well, he's just got to throw his clothes on, then he'll be ready. Sitting there for 45 minutes. Dude comes out with, like, at least six bags.
Jeez.
And I'm not talking small bags. I'm talking, like, six duffel bags.
Well, he's a promoter, so he probably has a lot of junk.
We had to stick three bags next to me. He had a bag with him in the passenger seat, and I had, like, two bags on my lap.
Yeah.
And
if it's who I'm thinking it is, he's small man.
He's not a small man.
Yeah, he's
at
not
all.
A small man.
He's a very large dude.
Yeah.
Not large, tall wise. We'll say he's round.
Yeah, he's.
We'll say he's round.
He's robust.
So he sits in the passenger seat, and immediately he puts the chair all the way back.
Oh.
And I have to do this number, which no one can see me do.
Like,
but I have
knees
to put
your chest.
I have to put my feet in the seat that I'm sitting in and put my knees to my chest.
Yeah.
We had another hour and 45 minutes to go to the show. So I'm sitting like that for an hour, 45 minutes. Go, work the show, blah, blah, blah. We got to take him back home. Now, from my understanding, we were supposed to get a hotel room. He was supposed to take us, get his hotel room. Yep, okay.
That didn't happen.
Nope, didn't happen. I didn't find out this didn't happen until after we ate at IHOP.
Hold on. Baby, I said I would get you a place to stay. Is that kind of how it went, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So we stop at IHOP on the way back, and we're sitting there eating. This is probably 1, 2 a.m.-ish, somewhere around there. And these group of girls start walking up, and promoter's like, ooh-wee! Look at them! And he's just, they come in, they see him, like, almost directly behind us, and he's just going on and on
and on, dude.
I'm like, dude, this dude's a fucking horn dog. Like, yeah, they're good looking and everything, but dude, you need to calm down.
So you never saw a woman before.
Right. So then we hop back in the vehicle, knees to the chest, another hour and 45 minutes back, and then that on the way back is when I found out, oh yeah, we're not going to be getting a hotel room, we're going to be staying at this dude's place. I'm like, oh, this is fan-fucking-tastic. All right. So then we get to his place. Start walking up, walk up to the door, opens the door, and all I see is red, just red. All over. Every light in this place was a red light bulb. I've never seen anything like this in my entire life, dude. And we walk in, and this dude's sitting on the couch. Dude stands up, and the promoter goes, hey, I want to introduce you guys to my partner. And we all just kind of look at each other like, partner?
Partner?
Well, and like, well, this dude wasn't at the show. And like, does he mean
so you kind of
business
get,
partner,
tag
partner? And we're all like, oh, I think he means life partner.
Yeah, we know where this is going.
So then, after we've walked into the red light special.
Not that there's anything wrong with that to anybody's listening out there.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having red light bulbs in your house at all. No, but anyways, we find out our sleeping arrangements. Well, me and my one friend, we have the couch in this very smaller version of a couch. He takes a bigger couch, of course.
Yes.
I take a small couch because I'm used to being in cramped places this whole weekend so far. Why not? And I shit you not, the couch, just the arms of it was wood with just fabric over it. There was no padding whatsoever. It was just wood with fabric over it. So already my neck is not feeling good.
Yeah.
Our other
You'd have a better time on the floor at
right.
that point.
Our other friend is taken to somewhere else. We have no idea where he went to sleep. The dude's partner comes out and says, hey, do you guys want some music on? And, well, they already had the TV on with the movie playing, and one friend goes, no, it's all right, we're just watching the TV. He's like, oh, okay. Shuts off the TV, turns up the radio. And I mean, when I say turns up the radio, I mean cranks that bitch up, and it is blaring. And I'm like, what the hell?
It's like, he, no, it's fine.
Yeah, and he walks out, and my friend looks at me, I look at him, I'm like, what the hell is that dude doing? So he gets up, turns the radio off, turns the movie back on. So eventually we fall asleep, and all of a sudden I hear this boom, and I'm like, what the heck? And I sit up, and our other friend is standing behind the other couch, and he's like, get up, we're getting out of here now. And this is like 7 a.m. We just got there at like 5. So like we've had like an hour and a half sleep maybe. And we're like, what's going on? What happened? He's like, let's just go. We're like, all right. We grab our stuff and we head out and we take off. And I did not bother to ask what had happened.
It's the rule, man. Don't ask, don't tell.
I was like, I probably don't want to know. So I'm not even going to ask.
We can speculate.
You can speculate all you want.
If you people at home would like to speculate, you can hit up Chris Clayton on Facebook. It's facebook.com/...
I think it's Christian Clayton.
Christian I think Clayton.
It might be thinks. That.
Just type in Christian Clayton.
It might be MWO Franchise. Could be. I don't remember. I rarely Lord. Do the Facebook thing.
Where can they find you on Twitter?
Dude, Twitter. I'm a Twitter whore, I guess you could say. He's a Twitter whore. I love Twitter. You can catch me at Christian Clayton. That's with a K with both. That's Christian with a K. Clayton with a K.
So K-R-I-S-T-I-A-N.
Yep.
K-L-A-Y. T-O-N.
Exactly, yes.
And you can catch...
People spell that wrong all the time.
Well, I helped you out there. So you can catch him at Christian Clayton with K's. You can catch me at G John Campbell or facebook.com/JohnCampbellX or the gentleman... Actually, gentlemanjohncampbell.podomatic.com. No the, just gentleman John Campbell. Chris Clayton, thank you very much for... taking the time out to do this interview.
Dude, thank you for having me. I mean, you know.
See, were you? He was nervous, ladies and gentlemen.
I was extremely nervous.
I had to
like,
give.
Who am I?
I had to give him a shoulder rub down. It's fine.
Like, dude, you want to do my podcast? I guess, but who the hell am I?
You're number one in our hearts. And with that, we are signing off. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you next time.